looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 9 past 3, 1 3 1 8 7 3 is the open line number. If you want to send me a text, it's 0460 873 873. Well, not to dance on someone's political grave, but I'm doing a little dance. I am. I'm dancing. Because it's the best news I've heard in 2023. Daniel Andrews resigning as the Premier of Victoria.
9 years ago, I visited Government House to be sworn in as the 48th Premier of Victoria. It has been the honour and privilege of my life. On three occasions, Victorians have endorsed me and my team in record terms. I'm very proud of that, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm also proud to think of all that we have achieved over these 9 years. In good times and bad. Always working hard to do what's right, not simply what's popular. Every day has been about the only thing that really matters, getting things done. Today I will again visit Government House and resign as Premier and member for Mulgrave, effective 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's not an easy decision because as much as we've achieved together, there's so much more to do. But when it's time, it's time. Recently, in talking to my kids and Kath, thoughts of what life will be like after this job have started to creep in. And I've always known that the moment that happens, it's time to go and to give this privilege, this amazing responsibility to someone else.
Look, without question, Daniel Andrews is brutal, he's effective, and when it comes to elections, he has been on any measure an extraordinarily successful Premier. If that's the only measure that you want to rate him on, elections, then tick, 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 Daniel Andrews has been a success as a Premier of Victoria. But Victoria is worse off as a result of his premiership. It is. It is a worse state now than when he became Premier in 2014. And during COVID, I think Australia was worse off thanks to him being in National Cabinet. It was like his attitude infected the National Cabinet, and Mark McGowan, Anastasia Palaszczuk were all emboldened by this sort of chest-thumping attitude that he had. And not once does he ever admit failure. He doesn't admit his own frailty. And he certainly doesn't admit that he made any mistakes. Just forges ahead, headstrong, my way or the highway, almost like some sort of dictatorial leadership. And he's gaslighting Victorians into thinking, oh, no, 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 we need Dan Andrews as our Premier. We have to have him. We have to have him. It's important. He's looking after us. It's just not true. And let's have a look at his legacy, because it's quite scary. So when he became Premier in 2014, Victoria had $23 billion of net debt. $23 billion. Remember that number. In 9 years, net debt in Victoria is now $135 billion, with a B. Schools and property investors are now being slugged with land tax to try to claw some of that back. Schools being charged land tax. Now, Melbourne was the most locked down city in the world during COVID. A city of 5 million people, 6 lockdowns, totaling 262 days. People in Melbourne were not allowed to leave their homes for 262 days. Take that in for a second. Botched hotel quarantine, refusing to open the city back up when everyone else in the country had moved on. And hello, what about more recently? The Commonwealth Games. So you go and bid for a regional Commonwealth Games because you were worried about losing seats in regional Victoria before the last election. And then you do this big dance on the international stage. Can you imagine how amazing is this? We've got the Commonwealth Games, says Premier Daniel Andrews. And then you just cancel it. and hand over $380 million in taxpayer money in compensation for free. The train line from Melbourne Airport. He talks about the train line from Melbourne Airport to the CBD like he's St. Daniel Andrews of Tullamarine. He was ready to build it. $10 billion, I'm building the train line, he says, before the last state election. And then he cancels it. So you fly out to Tullamarine, and there is no way to get into the CBD unless you pay $80 to get a taxi or an Uber in that dreadful traffic that they've got down there. Daniel Andrews has been named in corruption inquiries. He didn't care. He just fobbed it off like it was some sort of minor inconvenience. And you know what makes me the most furious of the whole thing, I reckon, is that Daniel Andrews is lionised by Labor politicians all across Australia simply because he wins elections. No other reason. Because he wins elections, he is a Labor hero. Not because he's a compassionate person, not because he's been a good premier, or not even because he's made Victoria a better place, because he's achieved none of these things. But the ALP, though, will erect a brass statue of the bloke and celebrate him like he's Bob Hawke. And right on cue, here's Albo.
Can I pay tribute to my friend Daniel Andrews with the decision that he has made to stand down after 9 years as the Premier of Victoria? Daniel Andrews is a man of great conviction, enormous compassion, and a fierce determination to make a difference. And he has made such a positive difference to the lives of Victorians. You can measure his contribution through 9 years, three election victories, the last one with an increased majority. But what you can really measure it on is the fact that he is a builder. He has built enormous infrastructure benefits for Victoria. He's rebuilt a health system, a passion of his from his time as health minister and indeed during the pandemic as well. He's rebuilt schools. And in the announcement that he has made as well last week, he's determined to deal with the challenges of housing. Daniel Andrews has never been anyone who has shirked his responsibilities. He stood up each and every day during the pandemic, stood up for doing what he believed was absolutely right to keep Victorians safe, not making easy decisions, making difficult decisions. And Daniel Andrews will be remembered for his contribution to Victoria.
What a load of BS that is. Look, and it was an important distinction the Prime Minister made, wasn't it? They're not colleagues, they're friends. Look, I know they were housemates, but fair dinkum. Albo, he set the world record for the longest lockdown, and you reckon he's a legend? He's a builder, Albo reckons. He's cancelled project after project after project. He even cancelled the Commonwealth Games. I've never heard it before. The only people to cancel the Commonwealth Games before were the South Africans. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, but just what it goes to my point, right? Labor mates sticking together through thick and thin. Solidarity through it forever. It doesn't matter what is true and what is false. It doesn't matter what the facts are and what the facts aren't. I'm looking forward to never, ever hearing from Dan Andrews again. Ever. And hopefully the culture of dishonesty and arrogance from our southern state ends today.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.